Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Well, hello again, everybody. We're having such a good time here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You know, a couple of days ago, whenever it was, we read from Romans 5, talking about the Spirit now, that the love of God has been shed abroad, excuse me, in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I intended to read this out of New Living, and it slipped my mind, but I want to read it to you here. This hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that good?
It is real good.
I like the New Living. There's some translations I don't have much use for, but I really do this one. And I use it a lot in my study time. I use the King James because that's where I learned it, and that's where most Christians are. But then I like the Classic Amplified. It is so, it just explains a lot of things that you wonder about. Well, yeah, and this one does the same thing. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go today to 2 Corinthians in the 13th verse. Now, we're faith people, right? I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Chapter 4, okay. Mm-hmm.
He's saying, I'm writing this letter to you, and we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, and the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. Now, the Apostle Paul here, Greg, is writing about himself.
Yeah.
And we know that because he gets over here in the 5th chapter, and any man, he died for all, and so any man therefore that's in Christ, a new creature, that happened to him. Because he persecuted the body of Christ.
Right.
Now, you come down to this 6th chapter. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Now, the thing that I wanted to get to here, oh, there's so much in here. But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God in such patience, in afflictions, necessities, distresses, stripes, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watchings, fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of power. There He is again. By love unfeigned, or not phony love, by the word of truth, which is the word of faith, by the power of God.
There it is.
By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report, good report, deceivers yet true, unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Now, get this. Look at this, class, in the 14th verse. My. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It didn't say anything. It didn't say not witness to them.
That's right.
It didn't say not love them. You want me to tell you what it said? Don't go in business with them. Don't marry them. I've seen that so many. Well, I'll change him. No, you won't. Now, if you...
I wrote covenant.
Yes.
Right on the outside of that. Don't covenant.
Don't covenant. Well, that's good, Greg. That's what he's saying. Unequally yoked. Don't go into covenant with them. Don't go into partnerships with them. Now, notice this. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? He's calling us righteousness.
Yes.
Well, the reason he did that, because right over here, he just got through saying, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that's already established. Unequally yoked. Don't go into covenant. I wrote out in my margin, how can God and Satan work together? You can't. Now, let me say this, class, particularly to the radio and television. If you find yourself in that position, the Bible takes care of that.
Yes.
That they may be one by the godly lives of their wives. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? What agreement has the temple of God, that's us, with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Now, get this. I tell you, I underlined this in red. Oh, and it just gets all over me when I read it. God hath said,
yes.
God said this, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. I'll be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty, amen. El Shaddai.
There it is. Yeah. When people say, where did God say that? Well, how about Ezekiel, Zechariah, Exodus, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just quoting him. He's quoting several places in the First Testament where he said, this is what you're going to be, and this is who you are. We live on that reality of it now. We're not accounted righteous. We are righteous.
Yeah.
And this is why you cannot covenant. Lucifer knew this. And here's how he knew this. When he went and said, you got this guy Job down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, consider my servant Job. And he said, here, you can strike his stuff. You can do all these things. You can't kill him. You can't touch him. You can't kill him. He kills everybody except Job's wife. And she's causing him problems. But he doesn't. And I always look, Lord, why didn't Lucifer? Because they're one.
Yeah.
Lucifer knew that.
Now, remember what, there wasn't but one sin in the book of Job.
Mm-hmm.
One. Curse God.
Right.
Now, he made a lot of mistakes, but you have to remember, he's not a New Testament believer.
No, he's not.
It's the oldest book in the Bible. So, he began, that was it. He'll curse you to his face. So now, his method of operation, he has to get cursing on somebody's mind. Mm-hmm. The culprit here, And all of this death and all of that was not Job's fault. He said, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, but it's his wife that said it. Why don't you curse God and die?
That's it.
She's the one that opened the door to the devil, not Job. Now, he said, the thing I so greatly feared has come upon me. His fear was part of it, but she's the one that said it.
And Lucifer can't touch her because they're one.
That's it.
They're married. You'll see the same thing with Sarah. I mean, God protects her when even Abraham messes up with her because this is covenant. And this is why if he can get you unequally yoked, mm-hmm. what that means is this. They used to team two ox together. Mm-hmm. You don't put a big old ox with a small little Shetland pony and yoke them together. You're going to kill that Shetland pony.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. We have to, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You have to get them yoked
That's together. The reason they're called a team.
A team.
A team of oxen. Yes, a team of mules. A team of horses. And here's why it's a team. This has been scientifically proven that if they are equally yoked, they have the power of three, not two. It's called synergy. Mm-hmm. Now, Gloria and I are not unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. Well, in some ways, we are. She's smarter than I am. Whole lot better looking than I. But we agree on things.
Yeah.
We just agree on things. I mean, maybe some little something, but she's right most of the time. But we're strong. We're as strong as three people. Because we're in agreement. And
that's a three chords.
Yes. Yes, it is. It goes right back to it. And it's a triune God.
Yes. Right. And they're in agreement.
They're in agreement.
Always in agreement.
Always in agreement.
Words I say or what I heard the Father say. The Holy Spirit speaks not of himself.
I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do.
Absolutely right.
Total agreement all the time.
And they're in total agreement about us.
Yes.
I had the Lord say that to me once. Greg, I'm in total agreement. My Father and I are in agreement where you're concerned. And I just, well, of course you are.
Of course you are.
But it was a revelation to me. They are in agreement where I'm concerned. I need to quit fretting about this thing and trying to use my faith on this thing because they're already in agreement on my status and where I'm at. So what he's talking about here is being unequally yoked together with unbelievers because we are not in agreement. We'll never be in agreement.
That's it.
We can't be in agreement because we got light and darkness.
There was a young man who was in our prayer department before he left and went out in his own ministry. A powerful young man of prayer, man of faith. And he's one of those guys that, I mean, it's, you know, it either is or it isn't. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman called in. She wanted her husband back. And she insisted that she have her husband back. So he took the scripture and says, if you're married to an unbeliever and the unbeliever wants to leave, let him go. Let him go. He read that scripture. She said, I know the Bible says that. I want him back. And he said, I have a pretty good idea why he left.
Yeah. She hung up, of course.
Yeah. She didn't want to hear that. But I mean, that's why.
Well, some people won't let the Bible get in the way of their own will.
Oh, that's right.
Or their own theology. And that sounds like that was the case.
That's a powerful statement, Greg.
They won't. Some people will not allow the Word of God to get in the way of their own theology or their own will.
Oh, there's a lot of that.
Even when they see it, even when they know it. Jesus will make a statement, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not.
Boy, that's it.
That's in John chapter 10, verse 37.
I'm energized by the Spirit to bring this up. Let's go back to the first chapter of the book of Revelation.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have biblical reasons to believe this. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant, John.
Messenger, Malak in Hebrew.
Yes.
Angel.
Lucifer, before he fell, I'm totally convinced, was Jesus' angel.
Yes.
He was an archangel. The most beautiful of all. The angel of music and praise. And his name meant the morning star. Well, that's what they called Jesus. I'm biblically convinced that he was Jesus' personal angel, and he just couldn't take second place anymore. He said, I will be like the Most High God.
Yeah, that's right.
I will be like him. And that cost him his existence as an archangel.
He is the anointed cherub that covereth. He quit covering.
Yes.
And wanted to be exalted himself. John will see, Jesus will talk to John and he'll say about the seven stars in his hand. And that goes to what John was facing with Emperor Domitian. There was a coin made where his son, his dead son, was considered to be a god. He's sitting, I can show you a picture of the coin. He's sitting on Jupiter and there's seven stars. Well, Jesus will use that in this first chapter. I am the one who was dead and I'm alive forevermore and I have the seven stars. Not this emperor who's persecuting
you. I didn't know that's where that came
from. That's where it came from. It's a coin that John probably would have bought bread with, and he sees it every day, and he's under persecution, and he's on Patmos because of this emperor. And Jesus says, no,
well,
he's not.
Well, that's right. Nero.
He says, he's not the son of God. I'm the son of God. I was dead. That kid's still dead. I'm alive forevermore, and I hold the seven stars. And that's all about when he says that. It's a picture for John to know. And then he starts talking about the candles and the different churches. And it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm the one who was dead. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end, alive forevermore. And I control the heavens. I'm the one who created the heavens.
Praise God.
And that's part of the revelation. And we begin to have Jesus revealed more and more as we go through the book.
Now, I just heard the Spirit of God say to go to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans.
Okay.
Because we talk about this a lot. But word of faith is not something that somebody made up. Because this is what the Apostle Paul preached. In the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Then you come on down. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone that believes. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall ascend into deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. What says it? What does faith say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's not a Kenneth Hagin slogan. It is what the Apostle Paul preached. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember David and Justice Duplessis from South Africa. Now, their dad is the one that was sick unto death. The doctor came by and examined him, said he had to die, and left the death certificate to come back by later and sign it. They didn't believe in doctors because they didn't want an autopsy or an inquest. So she called the doctors to keep that from happening. The church gathered around in the family and prayed over him. He broke out in a sweat, got up, got dressed, milked the cows, walked to town, and took the doctor's death certificate back. Now, Justice Duplessis became close to us. I met him first in Memphis, Tennessee. And then late, I was preaching there at Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship. And that's the reason I brought this up. He sat down next to me. I was just preaching the word of faith. And he said, with a large table there together in the restaurant we were having, and he sat down next to me. Well, at the time, I didn't know who he was. He said, young man, he said, I interpreted for Smith Wigglesworth, and you are preaching exactly the same message that he preached, and in some ways you sound like him.
Praise God.
I just sit there and shook. Later, came time for him to retire, and he had nothing. So he moved to Fort Worth at our request. And he went to EMIC. And EMIC put him on retirement. And he was right here when he went home to be with the Lord.
Praise God.
And so Pastor George and all the rest of us learned a whole lot from Justice Duplessis. A giant of faith. Amen.
Praise God.
He went to Andrew Murray's church.
Wow. Wow.
No. And talk about people of faith. See, by the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of power, this man labeled it. Well, that's where all the rest of us got it.
That's right.
The word of faith which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, what they heard when they got this in Greek, sozo. Oh, well, saved, healed, made, everything's in that.
Right.
Instead of fighting small wars just because of the ignorance of the language.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it all as a package, but it's by faith. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And he comes on down and for whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How does he call on him if they haven't believed? Then how can they believe in whom they have not heard? They can't. And how can they hear without a preacher? They can't. And how can they be preached except they be sent or anointed? They can't. It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of the feet, that bring glad tidings of good things, but they've all not obeyed our reports over. So then, so then, faith comes. There is no question about it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is coming right now because we're teaching it and preaching it.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
You're in a place, just little tidbits of information puts you in a place where, boy, I'll tell you what, I can believe that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Look at that. It's written.
Yes.
And you need to make a decision to believe it and then say it.
Yes.
Because that's how it happens.
Yes.
I think you're going to find out someday in the future, in the kingdom, that message you preach sounded just like Jesus.
Yes.
Well, it'd have to somewhat.
It would have to.
Yes, it would.
Well, they said that to the Galileans. You're Galileans. You sound like we're preaching the same word.
Yes. We're out of time again today. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Yes, amen. I received that great Jesus. I received that. Praise God.
People can go through life feeling powerless, and unable to withstand the storms that come their way. But God has given every born-again believer authority over the enemy and the power to overcome. In fact, Jesus made it clear that having the Holy Spirit is crucial for those who follow Him. Discover how God wants to fill you with His power with The Holy Spirit, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything you have need of, God can meet. The Bible says greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. The very power of God is the Holy Spirit. Learn how to receive revelation, knowledge, and find victory with the help of the Holy Spirit. He is your intercessor, comforter, and guide who promises to lead you into all truth. Realize the power of God that's inside of you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and step into the destiny God has for you. The Holy Spirit in you is your intercessor, standby, comforter, teacher, and friend. Learn how to be led by the power of the Spirit. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, The Holy Spirit, at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. And November 10 through 12, join Kenneth Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
Don't forget to get the notes of this, kcm.org/notes. And you'll have all of these scriptures and everything. And then you can still go teach others what you have learned. It's been good. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and the entire class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.